So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, kol hanechel b'shar hagadol, yo'ochel b'gidei harach. Any part of the animal which is edible in a large ox is considered basar ro l'achila, meat with which one can fulfill the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach. Rashi explains. However, that which is not edible in a large grown animal, because it is too hard, is not considered meat with which one can fulfill the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach. Afa pisha achshav rachu. Even though in the young goat it is soft and edible, asid lahakshas pesayfer, it will become hard later. The Mishnah adds, v'rashi k'nefayim v'hasachusim, and the shoulder blade endings and the cartilage, there is a machlik samarim what this line means. Rabbah says, tanoihi, it's a second opinion that considers these parts as meat of the Karban Pesach, because although generally not eaten in the large ox, they become edible b'shulka with extended slow cooking. Tanakama disagrees and holds that these parts are not considered meat, because they are not edible with the usual cooking or roasting. Rava holds that even the Tanakama agrees that these parts are considered meat, and it is the Tanakama that cites them as an example of parts that become edible b'shulka. The Gemara continues, Itmar, gidin shesayfen lahakshas, sinews that are soft now, but will later harden. B'yechon Amar nimnen alein b'pesach. B'yechon holds that one can register in the Karban Pesach to eat these gidin because basar hashtaz linen. We go by their current state, and even when they later harden, misachli b'shur gadol b'shulka, they become edible with extended cooking like the shoulder blade endings and cartilage in our Mishnah. Rish Lakish Amar ein nimnen alein b'pesach. Rish Lakish holds that a person cannot register in the Karban Pesach to eat these parts because basa b'seifas linen, we go by what they will eventually be, hard, inedible cartilage. The only exceptions are the shoulder blade endings and cartilage listed in the Mishnah. Tesefus explain that the gidin become hard even in sheep and goats, but the shoulder blade endings and cartilage do not become hard in sheep and goats, only in oxen. Rabbi Meir asked Rabbi Vo, how can Rabbi Yechonon say basar hashtaz linon, we go by the current state of the sinews, if with regard to tumas eichlin, the ability to become tummy like a food, Rabbi Yechonon says that the soft hide on the head of a young calf is not mekabel tumas eichlin, because it is not considered edible, since it will harden in the future, apparently, basar seifas linon. Rabbi Vo answered, it's clear from the sugi in Chulin that Rabbi Yechonon originally held basar hashtaz linon, but eventually changed his mind and decided basar b'seifas linon. Our sugi reflects Rabbi Yechonon's original opinion. Zok the Mishnah, Hashayver se'etzem b'pesach hatar, harizu leikar arboim. One who breaks a bone of a Karban Pesach tar gets malchus. Aval hamaiser b'tar v'hashayver b'tameh einu leikas arboim. However, one who leaves over part of a Karban Pesach tar, or one who breaks a bone of a Karban Pesach tameh, does not get malchus. The Gemara first cites a machlekes, why maiser b'tar does not get malchus. Yehuda says, because it's a lav hanitik lase, a lav that is corrected by performing an ase, as the pasuk says, v'loisasir mimenu ad baker, v'hanayishim men ad baker, ba'esh tisraifu. The lav of leaving over some meat is corrected by burning the meat. Yaakov says, because it's a lav shem b'maisa, a lav that is violated passively with no action. The Gemara next cites another machlekes, why shayver b'tamei does not get malchus. The Tanakhama says, the pasuk of the etzem le sishbu bay implies bay b'kasher b'lay b'pasal. The lav applies only to a carbon which is kasher. Rebbe says from the pasuk b'bayis echad yachol the etzem le sishbu bay. We see that the Torah links the iser to break a bone with eating the pesach to teach that kol ro lachila yesh b'mishum shviris etzem she'ein ro lachila im b'mishum shviris etzem. The lav applies only to a carbon which is ro lachila, it can be eaten. The Gemara asks, my benai, in what case would there be a practical difference between the two opinions? The Gemara offers eight possible cases. First, Rabbi Yirmiyah suggests, Pesach haba betumah. According to the Tanakhama, the lav does not apply, because the meat is theoretically not kosher, because they hold tumah d'chuyah hibetzibur. According to Rabbi, the lav applies because it's ro'o l'achila. Rabbi Yirmiyah rejects the possibility that Rabbi is more machmer than Tanakhama, and therefore all of the other interpretations of the Machlekes assume Rebbe is more lenient. Second, Rebbe Yisrael suggests that the Tanakhama holds that the lav applies to a Pesach Shehoyis Leishasa Kesher that was once kosher and became Neser or Tame. But Rebbe holds it does not apply because now it's not Royal Achila. Third, Abai suggests that the Tanakhama holds that the lav applies even on Erev Pesach because it is kosher. And Rebbe holds the lav only begins at night when the carbon is actually ro l'achila. However, Rebbe also does not allow breaking bones Erev Pesach midrabbanan. Gizeru atu m'shechashecha. If we permit breaking bones on Erev Pesach, people would do so on Pesach. Fourth, Rebbe suggests that the Tanakhama holds the law applies to Eivor sheyatza miktsase, part of a limb that went beyond the boundaries of Yerushalayim, because the half that remained inside is kosher. And Rebbe holds the lav would not apply to such a limb, since it cannot be eaten, at least at the point of the breakage. Fifth, Rav Sheshes Beredra of Idi suggests that the Tanakhama holds that the lav applies even to na, a partially roasted Pesach, because it is a kosher carbon. And Rebbe holds the lav does not apply because it's not royal achila. Sixth, Rav Nachum Yitzchak suggests that the Tanakhama holds that the lav applies even to shviris ha'alya, breaking the bone in the fatty tail of a lamb, which cannot be eaten because it is a kosher carbon. And Rebbe holds the lav does not apply because it's not royal achila. Seventh, Rav Ashi suggests that the Tanakhama holds that the lav applies even to eivor she'eino lav kezayis, bones of a limb that do not even have a kezayis of flesh, because it is a kosher carbon. But Rebbe holds the lav does not apply because it's not royal achila. Finally, Ravina suggests that the Tanakhama holds that the lav applies even to a limb that does not have a kezayis of meat in the spot that you want to break it, but does have a kezayis of meat in other spots because it is a kosher carbon. And Rebbe holds the lav does not apply when there is less than the kezayis of meat on the spot that you want to break the bone because it's not ro lachila.